Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking to an esteemed automotive journalist who has written a wonderful book. It's all about Dodge, 100 years of the Dodge brand, the story of the Dodge brothers, and we're going to be spending lots of time this hour with Matt DiLorenzo. Also, in this hour of the program, of course, we'll be taking your telephone calls at the usual number, toll-free from anywhere across North America. You can reach out at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. And just a quick note, if you've won a prize here on the broadcast and haven't received it to date, every now and then we run into this problem. Just shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio, bob@boblongradio, and we will get that taken care of ASAP. Well, joining us now on the line is a veteran automotive journalist, one of the most esteemed guys in the business. He's been the editor of Auto Week. He's also worked at Automotive News and both a Detroit editor and editor-in-chief at Road and Track magazine. He's a member of the North American Car of the Year jury, and he presently is doing some work out in California for the folks at the Kelley Blue Book. And he's the author of many books, and his latest is called Dodge 100 Years, published by Motor Books International. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Matt DiLorenzo. Matt, how are you doing?
Great, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Well, this is a great story, and certainly the folks at Dodge have been having lots of fun on their own celebrating this wonderful anniversary of 100 years.
Well, it's, you know, great they get the opportunity to drag out some of those great muscle cars in the late 60s and let her rip. So I can see where they're having a really good time.
Well, let's go back to the beginning, because many of you are younger listeners probably are not familiar with the story of these two brothers and how they basically founded a company, which indeed they called the Dodge Brothers Company. It was around the year 1900. Take us back to that place and time.
Well, John and Horace Dodge were brothers who were actually 4 years apart, but they were very close. You know, some people said they were more like twins than older, younger siblings. And they were born in southwest Michigan to a family of machinists. And they moved around. They went to Port Huron and then to Detroit, where they learned their trade. And they actually moved to Canada shortly and started a bicycle company. And Horace had patented some unique roller bearings or bearings for the bicycles, and they were quite successful in that. But they soon tired of that business and decided to move back to their home of Detroit and founded a sold a bicycle company and founded a machine shop and started doing work for various other car makers like Ransom Olds and most importantly Henry Ford.
I understand some of their earlier work for some of these other manufacturers appeared, as you said, in Oldsmobile, the Curve Dash Olds, and as well as Henry Ford's Model A. So they were working with some pretty big folks right off the bat, and I understand that relationship with Ford grew even closer.
Yes, and that's where they really established their reputation for precision machine work. For Henry Ford, who was starting out on a shoestring budget, the Dodges would literally build the entire car except for the body and the wheels, which Ford would install and then sell the cars. And Henry was a little slow in paying, so the brothers negotiated an agreement to take 10% in his company in lieu of, I think it was like $7,500 cash payment. And And that turned out to be the deal of the century, that they, you know, as Ford's business grew, both Dodge Brothers profited, and eventually they sold that 10% share in 1919 for some $25 million, which was quite a considerable sum back then.
Absolutely. I mean, that was just a tremendous amount of money in any day, but certainly back then that was worth an extreme amount of money in 2014 speak. Tell us a little bit more about what happened to the Dodge Brothers in the early days. What was the next big significant thing that happened?
Well, as a supplier, they were very successful and very profitable, and they had no interest in starting their own company initially. But their attorney could see the fact that Henry Ford was building a new assembly plant in Highland Park, and at the same time, the Dodges were building a much bigger forging and machining operation in nearby Hamtramck. And the lawyer basically told them, why do you have all your eggs in one basket? If Ford gets big enough and doesn't need you, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to build up such a sterling reputation for the quality of these cars and their precision machining that they decided, well, you know, we'll take his advice and let's go into business ourselves. So they had to give Henry Ford a year's advance notice. So in 1913, July, they notified Ford that they would only be building cars for the next year for him, and started work on launching their own car. And this announcement caused a tremendous amount of publicity, and there were a lot of people who were very interested in seeing the kind of car that that John and Horace would produce.
There's some great photographs in Chapter 1 of the book, which is called The Dodge Story Begins. You've got a picture of the brothers driving around, being chauffeured around Detroit in their first car, which they refer to as Old Betsy. And there's a great advertisement, too, for the Dodge Brothers motor car with the tagline, "It speaks for itself." This vehicle, for its day, I understand, had some really cool technology.
Yes, you know, where Henry was, Ford was looking to do an inexpensive car to put the masses on wheels. The Dodge Brothers were looking to offer a car that was kind of a cut above, sort of a mid-priced, because cars of the era were very expensive and luxury items for the very wealthy. And Henry was looking for mass, you know, the mass market. The Dodge Brothers kind of looked at it and said, well, we can build a car better and charge a bit more, but not as much as the big luxury cars of the days that were going for, you know, thousands of dollars. So that first Dodge automobile had some unique features, like a complete steel body. Most cars had a wood frame with metal body panels attached to them. They had a self-starter as standard equipment rather than a crank. They had the other feature was a 12-volt system, which, you know, was quite advanced for its time. So they were offering a tremendous amount of value in a car, and they also, because of using the steel and their great work as good machinists, they offered a car that was quite dependable, and that's where sort of the Dodge dependability and depend on it sort of taglines came from, those very first cars.
That's great. I understand that the Dodge main assembly plant was the first to have its own test track. And again, thinking back to those years, I mean, this was something that nobody else was doing.
Right. They were pioneers in the business. Again, the use of things like all steel bodies. They were one of the first manufacturers to use hydraulic brakes. Things like that. They were very. The cars didn't change much. If you look at pictures of a 1914 model and you go up through the early 20s, the Dodge products like the Ford Model T didn't change much, but there were massive improvements in engineering and features. And the price didn't move up all that much. So
hold that thought, Matt. We'll come back with lots more after these messages. This is Auto World.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Broke down on the side of the road, damn brakes locked up in the rain. Smoke worn out, under my hood, and stuck on the highway again.
We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Hello to everybody listening there and everybody listening around the nation And everybody listening on tape delay, too, you can participate as well. You can send any questions that you have or comments, even if you're hearing us not live, anytime, 24-7 to Bob at Bob Long Radio, Bob at Auto World Radio. Also want to welcome all of our listeners joining us online at GCNLive.com and coming back soon, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Matt DiLorenzo is with us. We're talking about his latest book. Matt is an esteemed automotive journalist and has got a wonderful book here called Dodge 100 Years, and we're going to be giving away one of these books. Oh, squeaking. The book is right here on my broadcast table, and it's 192 pages. It's 10 inches by 12 and a quarter. Lots of photographs, 200 color, 100 black and white, and it's worth $45, and it's priceless. It's, if you're a Dodge fan or if you're an automotive historian or just a plain car geek like myself, this would be a wonderful addition to your collection. Matt, I understand that you worked alongside the folks at the Chrysler Group, or as they're now referred to, FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, in putting this book together. There's just some incredible photographs here, including a lot of things. Again, I'm stuck on the first chapter, but I can't believe back in 1915 they had this huge electric sign at their Dodge plant. Where was the Dodge plant in Michigan? Where was the first one, Matt?
Well, the main Dodge Main, as it was referred to, the biggest plant that they had was actually up in the suburb of Hamtramck, which is just a couple of miles north of the downtown area. It was demolished in 1981, and currently on part of the site, it straddles that site in an old neighborhood in Hamtramck, is the GM Hamtramck plant there. For your local listeners in the Detroit and Windsor area, if you know where Nikki's Pizza is on Boyden in Greektown, that building is the original Dodge Brothers machine shop. And it was just up the river from where Oldsmobile had its assembly plant, which is where the parking lot of the Rent Center is. So Detroit looked quite different 100 years ago, as you can imagine.
Absolutely. Let's tell our listeners about the Dodge Brothers business car. Again, going back to that era, I mean, this was really kind of thinking outside of the box and certainly something that was very much needed in the automotive spectrum of the day.
Well, it was kind of interesting. They did one of their earlier vehicles was called a screenside truck or screenside vehicle, which was basically, you know, the cars were built body on frame, so you could put different bodies on it, and it was almost like a pickup truck with a screened-in rear cargo area, the roof on it and everything. So they started initially selling commercial vehicles as well. And that developed to where they developed a tremendous expertise in trucks. And that was aided in later on in the 20s when they actually bought, there were three brothers, the Graham brothers, who had a truck company. And through people, they actually would buy, because Dodges were so durable, they would buy engines and chassis and then do their own bodies and sell them as trucks. And it was quite funny that Dodge as a company, didn't realize this was happening until they kind of looked at it and said, hey, why are we sending all these chassis and engines to this dealership in Indiana? And then they eventually found out that what the Graham brothers were doing, and they liked their level of work so much that eventually they came to an agreement, and Graham became part of Dodge.
That's
and that
great.
Was all under the auspices of a guy by the name of Frederick Haynes, who was actually worked with the Dodge brothers in the bicycle enterprise in Canada. And when the Dodge brothers tragically died in 1920, he took over the company on behalf of the widows and ran it for about 5 years or so until they sold out to a New York investment banking firm. And it's ironic that the Dodge brothers were so close. They died in the same year. They had traveled to the New York Auto Show in January of 1920, and they both caught the flu. And John eventually ended up dying of it, and Horace recovered somewhat, but his health was so bad, and both of them were they liked to drink, and they were, and eventually Horace died of cirrhosis late in 1920, I believe, November of 1920. So
wow,
the company
what a tragedy.
Their widows, and then Frederick Haynes was running it, so it was a big change for them.
Absolutely, and again, points out how lucky we are in this modern era that we have the kind of medical treatment that we have, because, you know, back then, that just simply catching the flu literally killed millions of people throughout the world. Taking a look at some of these great pictures here before we go forward and talk about Chapter 2 in the book, which is all about technology. This is a great shot inside the factory. The Dodge brothers had an edge up over some of the other auto manufacturers in the fact that a lot of the components were built in-house. So, again, they were ahead of their time.
They were very what they call vertically integrated. So they had a foundry. They would forge components. They invested very heavily in the latest machinery of the day, which really gave them a leg up on a lot of other manufacturers. And actually, Henry Ford followed their lead. I mean, there's no doubt that Henry Ford invented the moving assembly line at Highland Park, but it was the Dodge brothers' use of heavy machinery that inspired him to do the Rouge down in Dearborn, in which literally raw components, raw materials would come in on one side of the site and emerge as a finished automobile on the other end of the site. So that level of vertical integration also existed at the Hamtramck plant, where they would, they made a lot of their components and machined a lot of the material themselves, rather than rely on outside suppliers, which ironically what Dodge was to a lot of manufacturers before they started building their own car.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the decade of the 20s and what happened after the deaths of the brothers, and the widows were the owners, but the gentleman that you referred to a few moments ago, Mr. Haynes, was actually in control. This was, of course, a very turbulent time in the country with the upcoming Depression. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out about what happened to the Dodge brothers and the company. And lots more with Matt DiLorenzo.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Line. This is Auto World. We're talking all about a great book. Every now and then a book comes across my desk that I really, really enjoy, and this is one. It's called Dodge 100 Years. It's by esteemed automotive journalist Matt DiLorenzo, published by Motor Books International, and, of course, available at all the usual spots, Amazon.com, where you can find automotive books. You can find them, I know, out in Burbank at a very special spot. What's the name of that place in Burbank? I should know. I can.
It's like Auto and Arrow Books, I think, is the name. But it's been a while since I've been up there. I'm down in Orange County, so I don't venture beyond the Orange Curtain that much.
I can understand.
Auto and Arrow Books. It's really a nice shop. Yeah.
Absolutely. And for all of our listeners in the Detroit area listening on CKLW AM 800, the information station, this time of the year, is about the time of the year. Last weekend they held the Concours of America at St. John's. But for many, many years, my first time actually in Michigan was to go to the Meadowbrook Concours event, which was held at the Dodge Estate. And that is just a remarkable piece of architecture and history right there in the Detroit area.
Yeah, that's that Meadowbrook Estate was built post Dodge Brothers' death, and I believe it was Matilda Dodge. Somebody will correct me, but anyway, it was built out in Rochester, and it was on land that actually the brothers had owned, as sort of hunting land that would have been way out in the country back in the day. Mm-hmm. And she built that magnificent estate after her husband had passed. And the widows actually owned the company until about 1925, when they sold it to a New York investment bank, which is kind of like where Chrysler has been recently with the Cerberus experience.
Sure.
And they sold it in 1925 for the astounding sum of $145 million, which was at the time the largest cash transaction ever. So that's where she got the money to build such a magnificent mansion.
Amazing amount of money. Let's talk a little bit about Walter P. Chrysler and how he came to take the Dodge Company under his wing.
Well, under the investment banking company, they tried to move Chrysler or Dodge up market a little bit. A second plant had opened on Lynch Road, and it was not building cars. It was building cars in a more traditional sense of outsourcing the engines to Continental and using wood frames and metal bodies. And then only the steel-bodied cars were coming from Hamtramck. So people started saying, hey, what's going on here? You know, they didn't consider the senior line, which were being built over on Lynch Road, to be real Dodges. So they had a real kind of an image problem going on at the time, and they were sales were tumbling. At that time, Walter Chrysler was putting together his company from Maxwell and Chalmers, which he had acquired earlier in the decade, and introduced his car with his name, and was looking for a manufacturing facility. And at the time, he was considering two different plants. One was the Overland plant down in Toledo, which is Jeep, and Chrysler had worked as president of Willys Overland, and at the time when he worked there, he had the highest salary. He was getting like $1 million a year, but he eventually left because he wanted his own car company. And the other one that he was considering was Hamtramck, which was still one of the most advanced assembly plants in the country at the time. So he decided that he would be better off bringing Dodge into the Chrysler fold as opposed to doing Willys Overland, which wouldn't happen until 1987 when Chrysler would buy Jeep. So he went to Dillon Reed. They worked out basically a stock swap where Walter P. Chrysler didn't have to really put up much in the way of capital on the part of his company, and he ended up with Dodge and all of its assembly capacity at both Lynch Road and Hamtramck, and the great sales network. At the time, I think there was probably somewhere on the order of about 9,000 Dodge dealers. So he literally doubled his sales network, got two new plants and a new brand all in one fell swoop.
Wow, what a great coup for Walter, to say the least. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with Matt DiLorenzo, the author of Dodge 100 Years, published by Motor Books International. And Chapter 2, I referenced a little bit earlier, and I really enjoyed Chapter 2 in the book. It's all about technology and includes, everything, including the modern 5.7 liter and now 6.2 and 6.4 liter Hemi engines and the MDS system, which debuted back in 2004, being able to flip to four cylinders in that Hemi 5.7 liter. That was one of the innovations. And over the years, there were so many different innovations. Take us through some of the major innovations that Dodge has brought to the marketplace. Just recently, the Torque Flight transmission in name has come back with the new 8-speed. Tell us about some of the great technology offerings brought in by the Dodge brand.
Well, even going back to the beginning, they were one of the first to use a sliding gear transmission. At the time, Model Ts had a planetary gear transmission. So they were one of the first, and they offered that as a feature on the car at a price point that was much less than a lot of luxury vehicles. They had torsion bar suspensions, which were quite innovative at the time. That rather than using a regular coiled spring, they would use a bar that would flex and act like a spring. We remember such great, now you get into a car, and more often than not, you're pushing a button to put it in the gear. Well, back in the 50s, they were among the pioneers who actually used push-button transmissions. They had, like I mentioned earlier, they were one of the first to use hydraulic brakes, and they also used engine mounts, bushings and engine mounts that would smooth out the vibrations of engines. So, you know, I think both Dodge and Chrysler always had a reputation for engineering, going back to Walter P., who was an engineer by trade. But certainly the Dodge brothers' legacy of always improving the products certainly helped burnish that reputation for engineering excellence once the people who worked at Dodge became part of the Chrysler organization.
Very fascinating stuff here. And certainly when you look at some of the great photographs, I love the old advertisements that you've got throughout the book here. If you're a fan of automotive advertising, it really is remarkable to see some of these older print advertisements. And boy, certainly there was a lot of creativity back in the day. If you look back at some of these old ads, they're actually pretty clever.
Yeah, it's very interesting because a lot of the first print ads or early ads were mainly words, and they stressed the dependability and sort of the engineering excellence of the early cars. And then they became simple. They would add a picture of a car or something like that. And then they went through sort of this, what I call the Norman Rockwell period, where they had a lot of everyday scenes of families and going on picnics and those types of things. And then you could see that shift when they tried to go up market. They showed people wearing aviation togs or going out and playing polo and things like that. And then in the 30s, it just started, you know, you started seeing more photography as opposed to illustrations and more advertising features, much like you would see today. So it's really fun to watch. You can see the evolution of the company and the evolution of advertising.
Absolutely. Hold on, Matt.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for being here with us on Auto World. We're talking with Matt DiLorenzo, the author of the great book, Dodge 100 Years, published by Motor Books International, available on Amazon.com. And we're going to be giving away one of these books here in the month of August, as we are going to be featuring this book and playing a lot of trivia and gathering up all the trivia answers. And we'll pull a winner at the end of this month for a copy of this great book. When we look back at the history of Dodge, there are so many different vehicles to talk about. Let's touch on some of the important vehicles over the years. Certainly the minivan back in 1984 was, without question, a game changer for the industry and for the brand.
It certainly was. At the time, I think a lot of people used station wagons and, large family cars to transport, people and things. And the oil crises really were a game changer. And the manufacturers were intent on downsizing the front wheel drive and because of the packaging advantages, the lighter weight, the better fuel economy. And, Dodge was in the forefront with the Caravan, a garageable van. It was an idea that had been kicking around, but it really got its momentum when Hal Sperlich from Ford, they had proposed something similar called the Mini-Max to Ford management, and they decided not to go that route. But he really championed the minivan within the Chrysler organization, and I guess it's now been 30 years. The first minivan came out, and it proved to be a big success. It helped the company at a time it was struggling, and one of the other things that enabled them to do that was this building block approach from using the K-Car platform, which was a transverse front drive platform that provided a whole family of vehicles from sedans up through this innovative minivan.
Amazing. And when you look at Lee Iacocca, certainly lots of folks have mixed feelings about him, but you got to have an awful lot of respect for the guy in the way that he not only was a marketing genius with Ford, but also certainly did great things for Chrysler and Dodge during the decade of the 1980s.
I think he was a tremendous leader, above all. I think a lot of people look at him as sort of a marketing genius, but I think his real contribution was being a guy who had a vision for the company and could rally people both inside and outside the company to achieve his objectives. So, you know, he got the loan guarantees through that helped keep the doors open to the company. And I think he was responsible for a fiercely loyal staff who were focused on building some really interesting cars. And, you know, I think there were other vehicles that sometimes don't get the credit. I mean, you look at them as being significant in other ways, but my personal favorite is the Dodge Viper.
Mm-hmm.
And for a reason that people don't usually associate with it, because here's a high performance V10, you know, just modern Cobra, if you will. But the real importance in that car is the fact that Chrysler developed their team approach to developing mass market cars from that. In the past, you used to have engineers do one thing and then they'd throw their designs over the wall to like the designers, and then the designers would throw it over the walls to the manufacturing type, and they try and, you know, figure out how they were going to build the thing that's been engineered with the thing that's been designed, and then it would be thrown over the wall to the marketing types. But with the Viper, they had team members representing all these different disciplines working together. So the Viper served as sort of an incubator for this new team approach that was applied to the LH cars, which were another timely success, mass market car that really saved the company at a time when they really needed a product hit.
So true, absolutely, and just the passion behind the Viper and the influence of Bob Lutz, that definitely is a great story to read about in Dodge 100 years. Let's talk about the more modern era here of Chrysler. Certainly the marriage between the Mercedes-Benz, the Daimler folks, it was supposed to be a merger of equals. Of course, it never was and never was treated that way. I personally like right now that they're out from under Cerberus and they're in with the Fiat folks and Sergio. I'm a big fan of the present team within the Dodge brand and within the entire Chrysler organization.
I think that they recognize the potentials for the brands and that there is very little overlap in the company right now. And I think that the Italian half of the company is willing to let the American half of the company do the engineering and develop the types of cars, and they're learning from each other and sharing components. So it is more of there's more equality in this go around than there was in the Daimler Chrysler days. The interesting thing is the repositioning of Dodge into sort of a performance division. They are looking at dropping models. You know, the Caravan's going to go away. The Ram, the trucks have been split off into their own brand, and this allows Dodge to be sort of like Pontiac, the excitement division within the group. And you have them focusing on the Challenger, the Charger, the Dart, and all these cars will have sort of a performance edge and feel to them. And I think they realize that they're not going to be a mass market brand in the traditional sense of the word, but I think they can find a substantial volume appealing to this very American muscle car enthusiast constituency out there that they can find success and offer value. I mean, you look at the new Hellcat out there. It's a 707 horsepower muscle car for $60,000. One of our guys at Kelley Blue Book wrote saying, if you wanted to get anywhere near close to that or more than that, you'd have to buy a Ferrari F12, and that extra 25 horsepower will cost you $200,000.
I know. It is so true. And it's such a livable car, too, which that's the thing that really surprised me about the Hellcat more than anything else is the fact that you could drive it every day. Your grandmother could drive it. I mean, it is that tame around town, yet it has that that beast residing under the hood that can come to life at any time. But certainly they did a great job in making it a very livable supercar.
They've done that, and the other thing is that where the Challenger is positioned, it kind of tugs on the heartstrings of the old, you know, the late 60s and early 70s when Dodge was really, you know, tearing up the tracks, and, you know, the old Challenger and Charger, they've captured that spirit. And while a lot of times they're compared with the Camaro and Mustang, it's a much bigger car. You know, it's more of a personal coupe. And by offering like a six-cylinder option in the SXT version in the mid-20s, mm-hmm. they do have an entry-level thing to where they can actually, they're really keen on trying to get millennials interested in the cars. And we did have Tim Kaniskis, who's president of Dodge, come by the other day with a couple of Challengers at Kelly Blue Book, and they just kind of parked them out front. And we had a lot of younger people in the company just coming out to look at it. And so they may be onto something there in terms of trying to attract millennials.
Absolutely. This book I couldn't recommend more. It's Dodge 100 Years by our very special guest, Matt DiLorenzo, published by Motor Books and available at all the usual places, Amazon.com. And I imagine, Matt, you've gotten some great feedback with this book so far.
It's been interesting. A lot of people said, well, so that's what you've been doing the last year. That's been the most interesting one, I guess.
And, of course, you've written some other great books, including Legendary American Cars, Modern Chrysler Concept Cars, and the Mustang 2005. It will be very interesting to see what the Mustang for 2015 drives like as we head into the fall months here. But in the meantime, thank you so much for being with us here. And everybody, check out Dodge 100 Years by Matt DiLorenzo. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of the program. My name is Bob Long. Thank you for joining me here on Auto World. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.